On my way to my destination, the road's a little bumpy and my coffee spills in my directions, muddying my view. But it's not a sign. I can kind of see where I'm going. A little uncertainty is usual, right? As I'm driving on my path, I see a car in front of me taking the same turns as me. Saved. He must be going on the same path as me, not me going on the same path as him, because I'm prepared. I always get my directions before going to a destination I've never been before, so I set the cruise control and follow. Trip is going well. Everything is working out my way. And the driver in front of me is moving at the optimal pace for me. Not too fast, not too slow. I should really tell him thanks when I get to my destination. Suddenly, the situation changes. Traffic jam ahead. Crap! Now I'll be late to my destination. The driver in front of me aggressively turns his wheel, exiting off the freeway and onto a back road. No signal or anything. He should really get that fixed. Decisions, decisions, no warning. The driver is getting farther and farther away. My directions are incomparable and incomprehensible. I, too, make the detour and catch up. Before, I could so-so read my directions, but now I'm following this person and I don't know where he's going. Yet, I follow. Now on the back road and the driver slows his pace. Too slow for me, I have quite a lead foot, but now I'm subject to his speed because my directions didn't work out. This is great. In complete darkness. Don't know where I'm going and I'm not getting there fast enough. Like, honestly, like I feel like he's driving this slow on purpose. Is he a tour guide or something wanting me to absorb everything around me? There is nothing here. Just me and you. So why are we moving at this pace? Following for hours and the situation doesn't change. My directions are still messed up and he's going at the same pace. I thought I was safe when I was following him earlier when I still had my directions. Now I'm reconsidering that detour. At least in the traffic jam, I knew where I was going, just at a temporary standstill. How can I be moving but have no direction? My patience gets the best of me. I begin to ride his bumper so that he knows I don't appreciate the pace he's going. If he's not going to move faster, I'll make him. Suddenly, he speeds up. Yeah, we're moving now. Wait, he's going too fast. I can't keep this pace. I thought this is what I wanted, but his driving is out of control. My lack of patience led to road rage, and now this driver is making a mockery out of my request. Playing Russian roulette with his excessive speeding. I'll show him. I'll slow down my pace back to his original one. He can drive crazy if he wants to, all by himself. All of a sudden, he slows his pace back down to normal. Guess he was teaching me a lesson, but did he need to go to that extreme? I mean, yeah, my patience isn't great, but not equivalent to reckless driving, right? Well, anyway, I put my car back on cruise control, now trusting his pace. Sometimes it's best to not have all the details. As I now enjoy the scenery, I start to look at the clouds. And here I get my revelation. The clouds move so slowly, yet they reach their destination and their purpose. Usually when I drive, I don't pay attention to my outside surroundings. The clouds never appear to move. I always saw them as a snapshot, frozen in time, at a standstill, like I would have been in traffic if I would have not made that detour. It takes patience to see your situation change. I was always moving, but didn't have patience or knowledge of where I was going. So I thought I was at a standstill like the clouds, but I was slowly moving to my purpose, my destiny. We finally arrive at the destination. What a glorious sight. I'm glad I followed his pace. I wouldn't have appreciated the scenery surrounding my situation until I slowed down to see where he brought me to. Can you endure the silence? It is in the silence that he speaks, and when he gives you revelation to move forward. This is my traffic jam.